Día de los Muertos, they take marigold flowers and spread them from the graveyard all the way up into the houses of those who were deceased. Now, these flowers work as a guide. That's what the common belief is. They work as a guide to lead the spirits from the graveyards to the homes and back. Now, the Bible actually teaches something completely different. And we know that through the Word of God, what Satan often does is he takes an idea that God originated and he basically perverts it and twists it to mean his own thing, to fit his own agenda. Let me read to you from Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16, where the Bible says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Isaiah chapter 11 and verse number 10, the Bible reads here, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. You see, the only flower or the root that we ought to be looking towards is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, in John chapter 15, the Bible says that Jesus is the true vine and we are the branches. What Satan did was take some flowers and turn it into some sort of guide that people can comfort and console themselves with, leading the spirits from where they're at to their homes and back. Well, the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. What does that do? It guides us on our way. And who is the Word? Nothing else but the Lord Jesus Christ.